Morning, Angela. How are you going?
I'm very well as always. Thank you, Sean.
Hey, we're going to talk about Singapore today. It's probably a place I'm sure you've been there. I haven't been there, so I'm going to find out all about it. You've got some great airfares and there's some really good hotels there.
Yeah, I'll look and then you want to go.
Yes, I will. Convince me why I should go to Singapore.
Look, Singapore is a really cosmopolitan city. I mean, it's only sort of, what, 7-8 hour flight, really, nonstop from Melbourne. There's airfares available at the moment for about $700 return, including taxes. So.
Wow.
It's almost cheaper to go overseas than, unfortunately, go to the top end of Australia, which is crazy. But Singapore is a really clean city. It's you know, a lot of people, if they haven't been to Asia, think, oh, you know, Asia, dirty, all the rest of it. And look, I love that charm of Asia, but Singapore is nothing like that. It's a really, really clean, modern, amazing city. There's some great areas that you can stay in. So down at Clarke Quay is absolutely fun. It's my personal favourite from having been over there a few times. Waterfront dining all along the riverfront at Clarke Quay. There's just waterfront dining, cheap eats, high-end eats, great bars, live music, just really good sort of vibey atmosphere. Or you can stay down at sort of Marina Square, Orchard Road. There's some great restaurants in Little India. You can go shopping around Booger Street. You've got outlet shopping at the marina area there as well. But there's just some fantastic day tours that you can do. So it's a really complete holiday destination, not just a stopover on the way to Europe.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say to you. Probably in years gone by, people stayed there as a bit of a stopover, maybe a night or two at Singapore. But now it's definitely a full holiday.
It is a full holiday destination because there is plenty of things that you can do. Head over to Sentosa Island, where you've got Universal Studios on Sentosa Island. We took the kids there a few years ago and it was absolutely fantastic. You've also got a great sort of marine park, underwater world over there too. The Singapore Zoo is exceptional, and you can actually go and do night safaris with jeeps at the zoo and have dinner out there as well. So I suppose it's a bit like, you know, out of Africa, sort of Werribee Open Plains type zoo. They've got a brilliant bird park there. There's some great Peranakan food trails, tours that you can do, which is, I suppose, like their sort of their food history, really. There's bumboat rides that you can do, which is their sort of traditional teak flat bottom boats. You can go up the top of the Marina Bay Sands Hotel, which gives you a view of the whole of Singapore. There's the Singapore Flyer, which is, I suppose, like the London Eye, and like our Southern Cross. Have I just said the right thing here in Melbourne? Thank you.
if it's operating.
Yeah, when it's operating. So, you know, you can do a night out in Chinatown with a rickshaw ride and get a local meal and get out to the local markets there. So it's absolutely endless, as you can see. There's plenty of things you can do.
Something for absolutely everyone.
It really is.
Sort of regarded as one of the top shopping places around the world, Singapore. Is that right? Like maybe things like electronics and things like that?
Look, probably China's better for that now, in actual fact. Singapore, they do have market shopping. And as I say, you know, particularly up in Chinatown, Booger Street, Little India area. You can get all your sort of markety shopping done. But it's actually quite high-end.
Okay.
So a lot of the shops are very, very high-end. As I say, do have outlet malls, but they're still sort of the more high-end shops. So the shopping is great, but it's not a bargain like if you went to, say, Asia or you went to Vietnam or something along those lines, yeah.
And it's so cheap to go there at the moment.
It is cheap, and it's just a really great spot. As I say, you know, look, if you're a couple, if you're a family, because we've got access to some great apartment-style accommodation, there's just something for everybody there, and you can go there for a week or 10 days and you will not run out of things to do.
All right, you've convinced me. I'm going.
And the weather's really good year round. Actually, almost it's one of those Asian destinations that actually isn't seasonal.
Okay.
So almost 365 days of a year, it's hot, it's humid, they'll get a downpour, clears again and away you go.
So if you'd like to go to Singapore, come and have a chat to you.
Yeah, we've all been. We're the experts in it.
Who's working this morning?
John and I are.
Sorry.
No, it's all good.
Bendigo Travel and Cruise up this morning from 10 Corner Mitchell on Hargrave Streets. Thanks, Angela. We'll talk again very soon.
Thank you.